W. Bear Cat Coaches Show, along with Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey as we talk Northwest Missouri State Athletics for the next hour, as we'll be talking men's and women's basketball and indoor track and field, as the indoor track and field team got things rolling this past weekend with the Mel Churchman Classic. And Matt, some pretty good times came out of that classic over the weekend at the Use Fieldhouse.
Yeah, it's always good when you can strap it on for the first time and end up getting some provisional times out of this. So really good to see some of these runners come out there and kind of break out early on. Of course, this is the only meet we're going to see in the 2024 portion of the schedule. Then the Bearcats gear back up for it. The Coach Richard Alsop Open coming up on January 18th. So kind of a rust buster, if you will, before maybe another rust buster in a way with the Coach Richard Alsop Open coming up next month. But one guy that we saw perform last year coming into Northwest Missouri State for the first time, Max Turan. He came out and just blew everyone away. In the 800-meter run, he set the school record and meet record, 148 in the 800. So Max is a guy that if you ever saw the cross-country team out running throughout the fall, he would also be out there running. So he's kind of a mid-distance guy, but never really got out there with the cross-country team for a meet, but he's always pushing himself. And then you see him take off in his first indoor meet. Keith Griffin also coming out just shy of 35 seconds in the 300-meter dash. That's a new school record. So those two gentlemen had terrific days. And also one familiar name that has finished up at Northwest but is still participating. Tiffany Huey went out. She set a meet record within the 600-yard run for the women, doing it in 1 minute, 21 seconds. So she's one that we saw as a record setter throughout her career at Northwest Missouri State. Still trying to stay sharp, still out there running, competing. Good to see her active there, too. So overall, a good start for that Northwest track and field team.
And one of the things that they have to deal with, is, and really to an extent as well, the men's and women's basketball teams, is that crossover between the end of the fall semester and the start of the spring semester. You're away on Christmas break and trying to keep everybody sharp, and I think that's even a little tougher task with the track and field team with so many different athletes that are leaving for about a month period of time when it's all said and done, to try to stay sharp and get ready for the bulk of their season, which will be coming up in January.
Yeah, you know, one of the beauties and I guess difficulties, if you want to view it that way, of a track and field and a sports that's a little bit more individual, even though you're still competing for the team overall, if you're not putting in that work, it is going to be very glaringly obvious when you're out there on the track and getting back after it in the workouts in January or that meet coming up on January 18th. So it really is, hey, have that discipline and be able to have that drive to go out on your own, whether you're living here in Northwest Missouri, you're up in Iowa, or you're traveling from multiple states away. No one else around. You have to get out and do those workouts, do that running, that lifting that's going to keep you in shape and maybe even sharpen you up a little bit more once we do get a little bit deeper into the season. And I think that's one thing that we look at with this coaching staff led by Brandon Masters, that they've done a good job of not only motivating and getting people ready to be able to go into the national championship meets and then into the outdoor season, but also recruiting the right type of athlete that has that internal drive. It's not the externals that they're worried about. It's just themselves of focusing on what's going to help me get better for the next day and so on. So it's not easy by any means. And of course, you think about basketball, they'll get a little bit of time away, but then they kind of roll right back into it. So a couple of days to get fat like you and I, and then and then shed those pounds with some sprints. But as far as track and field, there is a lot more extended time away. And so you see these runners and throwers and jumpers and everyone come back after Christmas. It'll be clear who's ready to go, and I have a good bet the bulk of those Bearcats will be ready.
Yeah, no doubt about that. For the men's and women's basketball teams, they got the conference season off to a quick start last week with two games, Tuesday and Thursday, and then go back into some non-conference before getting back to the MIAA portion of their schedule a little bit later and here in a couple, 3 weeks. But for the Northwest women, just kind of a couple of tough games with Missouri Western and Emporia State.
Yeah, and you just feel like this is slow starts that are kind of bogging them down. And, you know, of course, Northwest running six in a row, six straight victories before these two losses. And, you know, that game, the day of the game against Missouri Western, it came out, they were ranked top 10 of the WBCA, Northwest climbing up to number 9. Then they lost that night to Missouri Western, just could not get things going in the first quarter, down 22-4 at the end of the first. Battled back to climb within one, but just couldn't quite get over the hump, and they dropped that one. And then two nights later, the Thursday night against Emporia State, similar story as far as just getting down 21-9. They couldn't quite dig their way out of it. Credit Emporia State, too. I mean, that was a team that came out very motivated to play a top 10 team, and they probably played their best game of the year to this point. We'll see how it goes from here on out. But Emporia State played their hearts out, and they were able to come away with that victory. So a chance for Northwest to kind of regroup, refresh. They've got about another week or so until they're playing out in Florida next week, a couple more non-conference basketball games. So that's hard. And obviously, think about the leaders they have on this team. Not pleased by any means with the way they performed last week. So I expect that's a pretty motivated team that we'll see against Colorado Mesa coming up on December 19th. The hope, though, is they're not pressing once you get to that point. Let's just have fun. Let's play some basketball and not really try to push too much because, as you know, a really good team starts pressing. It takes a little bit away from what you can actually get done out there. And Colorado Mesa, Nova Southeastern are some really good teams coming up next week.
And for the Northwest men's team, they went 1-1 last week, a four-point loss to Missouri Western, then came back on a tough place to play, that Emporia State home court there at White Auditorium. It's notorious for a great home field, or home court advantage for teams. And Northwest came out there and picked up a win, a strong second half. Emory Knox in particular, 24 of his 29 points coming in that second half. And they were able to hold on and pick up a good road win for the first conference win of the season.
Boy, big time breakout game there for Emory, which we kind of knew coming in the resume that he had that kind of game in him. So that was big for Northwest to get that win, go 1-1 in conference play here before we actually see those conference games come back around in January once again. That was a huge win to be able to go on the road and knock off Emporia State. And even before that, the Tuesday night, they got down by 10 points twice against Missouri Western. It really showed some resilience and some guts to be able to battle back and, you know, got back within 1 point in the final minute of that game. And tip your hat to Missouri Western, made some plays down the stretch to win that. But we talked a lot on Tuesday about how good this Griffin team is. A couple of good transfers coming in. They've got a good, solid veteran group that's been with Will Martin for 4 years as well. They beat Northwest on their home floor. A few nights later, they're in St. Joseph, and they lose to Emporia State by 2, who the Bearcats beat in Emporia by 11. I mean, welcome to the MIAA. That kind of is just a good good showing of what this league's all about, that you just never know what you're going to get night in and night out. So that's a tough loss to Missouri Western, a really good win over Emporia State. But, boy, you're seeing this team start to put some things together. This weekend's non-conference games will be awfully tough and pretty far from home, but you kind of feel like they've got some momentum. You'd love to see them continue to build.
Yeah, one of the things you like to see, that offense begin to come around a little bit more defensively. They've been doing a nice job with that aspect of things, and they face in Idaho on Saturday night a Northwest Nazarene team that's 6-1. And then a couple days later on Monday night they play with Central Washington at Central Washington, and they're 6-3 and 2-0 in their conference. So they're not catching a breakout or going out there and playing a couple non-conference games.
Not at all. Not at all. And you know, we talk a lot about basketball in the Midwest and the MIAA in this particular region and how good it is and the defense they play. And you talked about it right there. Northwest has held 3 of their last 4 opponents in the 50s scoring-wise. So they've been awfully good out there. But now it's a matter of what can you do once you step outside the region and play some of these teams. So you feel like Northwest is going to go out there and battle and play some close ones. If they can get into a rhythm scoring-wise, I do feel like we're seeing them turn that corner defensively and get there. So this will be a fun couple of games. And a chance to do some sightseeing as well and get that full college student-athlete experience as they head out to Boise and Washington.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And on the offensive side, hopefully they can carry over what started against Emporia State. I think 13 threes knocked down between everyone on that team. Of course, Emory Knox, as we talked a little bit earlier, was knocking down some threes as well. But I think we're beginning to start to see that offense come around a little bit.
I think so. Now, one setback, Spencer Schomer is getting banged up. We probably won't see him for a little bit, but Emory Knox is playing some good basketball. Obviously, Luke Mostakis, you know, he can shoot threes, but we've seen him get to the rim a few more times that Emporia State game. Jack Radigan might have had the best game of his career. Marcus Glock as well against Missouri Western on Tuesday. A lot of different guys stepping up. And you do feel like once it all kind of gets put together at the same time, that's going to be a pretty salty team.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, again, the bulk of their schedule in front of them, as well as the women's team. And we'll be talking more about men's and women's basketball a little bit later on in the show, as well as indoor track and field, as we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Back with more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We talk men's basketball now with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Matt Keeley. And Matt, coming off a 1-1 week last week as the conference portion of the schedule got underway. A tough 4-point loss to Missouri Western, but I think some good things came out of that game despite the loss. And then turned around a couple days later in Emporia, Kansas, and a place that's a tough place to go on the road and win, a 65-54 victory against Emporia State.
Yeah, it puts us, you know, we're two games into a 19 conference game schedule, and looking at the scenarios, we're in an 8-way tie for 4th and an 8-way tie for 11th, depending on, you know, how you look at it, with three teams last week getting off to 2-0 start and three teams going 0-2 and everybody else being there in the middle at 1-1. But just kind of looking at how we played and how we continue to progress and you know, big rivalry game and at home and with Western and you know, they make a shot there at the end that ends up being the difference throughout. But kind of thought we didn't get off to a very good start in that one, mostly from a intensity and kind of battle standpoint. But guys really responded there in the second half and had a couple chances to, you know, maybe for us to go away or whatever. And they didn't do that. And you know, good to see that that's not in our nature and got a group of guys that are going to continue to battle. And then anytime you get to go on the road and win in the league is, you know, gold. So 2 days later there with 1 day prep and going on the road and doing that at Emporia State and, you know, and they turn around and beat Western on Saturday. And so has the makings here to kind of be a wild ride like it always is through the MIAA with not knowing how it's going to go. And so, again, just kind of the part of the process you can control, you know, and we've got finals week going on here this week on campus, which makes for some unique practice times, fitting it in between everyone's final schedule. And you know, I think I mentioned on the radio after the game on Thursday, you know, finals are no joke, of course, on campus. But for our guys who are, you know, some pretty high-level classes and all that stuff. So just kind of trying to wade through that and manage that, knowing that, you know, mentally, you know, the stress level and energy level is high. And so but we were good yesterday and excited to get back on the court with them today.
You know, I know this isn't anything that's unique to Northwest, but the non-conference portion of the schedule in November and December really has to be tough on all basketball teams because you don't get into that rhythm that you will once you get back in January where you've got your conference games, as we were mentioned during the break, Thursday, Saturdays predominantly throughout the rest of the season. With the non-conference schedule, you're playing maybe a Monday, then another Thursday or Saturday, Sunday. And then, as you mentioned, with finals week trying to work in here, it's really hard to get that really consistent routine that I think a lot of athletes have really come to appreciate.
Well, I think the athletes would just as soon play all the time. You know, they enjoy that part of it. And so as the coach, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, the stretches where you get a chance to you know, polish some of the things that maybe you know aren't going as well as they need to go for you to win down the stretch. But, yeah, looking forward to, you know, what is – the second semester and that Thursday, Saturday, and kind of in the off day on Sunday and the build up each week and whether it's rotation patterns or play calls or even just schedule of games. A lot of times we're creatures of habit. And so anytime you got to be prepared for when things don't go as expected, but trying to find that wheelhouse of where guys, you know, are comfortable in knowing what's coming next and kind of the rhythms and routine of basketball and life and all that will certainly be welcomed.
Again, we were talking with men's basketball coach Matt Keeley, and coach, when you look at this past week, too, I thought one of the things that was really encouraging out of that Emporia State game, 13 threes being knocked down by the team. Of course, Emory Knox got things really going that second half, 24 of his 29 points there, including five threes there. So it looks like some things are beginning to come together with the team offensively, with where you've been defensively, which has been pretty solid in the entire season up to this point. So we're beginning to add on the offensive side there.
Yeah, I think we have been pretty good defensively, whether it's the metrics or, you know, even just the points per game or whatever it is that has kept us in some games and helped us be competitive as we continue to try to figure things out on the offensive side of the ball. And certainly hope it's not something that we need somebody, you know, to get 24 and a half, you know, night in and night out and be more collective in that output. But still trying to battle to find the pace that we're trying to play with versus, you know, the style that fits this group the best, and you know, we're getting closer with that. Obviously 8 games and 40 practices in to just finding our identity and who we are versus, you know, maybe who we aspire to be. But even in practice, continuing to play short shot clock games and try to push tempo and pace, and I don't think it's super shown up in any of the games. Part of that is from our standpoint, where we haven't, you know, tried to do that enough, and part of it's defensively and some of the teams we're playing against and have controlled tempo and taken some of that stuff away. But at our best, at least in our practice stretches, we are best in transition and in flow, and so we got to find ways to get some easy ones as we continue to go out and compete.
You're getting Byron Alexander back into the lineup after he was out early in the season with an injury. Just as he's coming back, Spencer Somers goes down with that injury against Emporia State, but it looks like, talked to Spitzer a little bit yesterday, that he may be up for a couple, 3 games, but he's looking to get back by the Hayes game, according to him anyway.
Yeah, we'll get him back as soon as we can, that's for sure, and our athletic training staff will do a great job there of and Spencer getting in as part of his day-to-day now, you know, getting his treatment and stuff in. But, I mean, basketball is such a long season, and you know, a twisted ankle here or you know, knee to a thigh there is you know, not uncommon through the year. And so we got lots of good guys on the roster, and, you know, that'll give another couple guys either some extended minutes or, you know, a new role. And you know, practice – Wise haven't really missed a beat on that. So Spence has been a pretty important part for us and will continue to be, both in minutes log and things that he does for us on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball. So we're trying to get him back as fast as we can. And similarly with Byron. You know, Byron as a guy that has as much experience on the court as anyone we've had, you know, coming back. And so, you know, welcoming him into, again, some of that rhythm and routine that we just talked about, you know, as far as consistency of practice and the other guys seeing him and you know, on the floor and just knowing that he's out there and trying to get him to be the best version of himself, you know, anytime we can get that out of our individual guys, it helps the group.
And another player that's been fun to watch his development this season is Marcus Glock, the true freshman out of Wahoo, Nebraska, and he's really giving your team a lift coming off the bench here the last few games.
Yeah, made some shots, and both him and Emory early were frustrated with themselves just in – you know, some of the things that they feel like they can do that hadn't come to fruition yet, and you know, water starting to find level a little bit with both of those guys. You know, I don't know if Emory's going to make 5 threes, you know, every night out, or Marcus is going to go 4 for 4. But you look at their start versus their last game, and percentages and points per game and stuff are starting to level out on that stuff. And they're both really good players that have a lot of confidence in themselves, but it never hurts to see the basketball go in and just reaffirm some of that confidence and get momentum going in that way. And I think both of those guys have that going right now.
And I really like the energy level that Glock brings to the floor when he gets out there too.
Yeah, he's, you know, as a true freshman, it is hard to play college basketball at any time. So I don't think I never felt like he was overwhelmed at any point, whether it was our early season practices or even on the floor. It was never that sense, but also, you know, just minutes and experience help you figure some stuff out, and that's slowly but surely coming along, and sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but certainly a spark for us, and everyone loves to see the basketball go in. But he's grown a lot too, even just from his first few days on campus, just defensively and understanding positioning and angles and what you can get away with and what you can't at the college level, and his learning curve has been real high.
Now, you touched a little bit about this early on too. At the end of finals week this week, everyone gets to get on a bus down to Kansas City and then a flight out to Idaho to start a trip that takes through Idaho and into the state of Washington as well. And I would imagine this is kind of something that the players looking a little bit forward to here, with a nice little trip out to some areas that perhaps most haven't had a chance to see.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're going to, at one point on our trip, drive through a pass, which is in December always, I think, like something that like brings caution. But whether it's the mountains or the new areas of the country that we've been to, and you've never played Northwest Nazarene before, so a new opponent that we get a face off against, and some of that time where it's so unique in this month where students are home but we're still here, and so traveling through an airport or sitting down and eating at a restaurant or hanging out in a hotel or the dorms or whatever, certainly a large bonding time for a team. It's usually at a welcomed point of your season. You're kind of off and running and starting to identify some of the things that you've done, and so it gets a chance to kind of bond the group together and some of those things that create some great stories.
Now, one of the things, though, when you look at the records of these two teams, you're not catching any break record-wise with the teams. And Northwest Nazarene coming in just one loss on the year, 6-1. I think Central Washington at 6-3, and both 2-0 in their conference out there. So you're going to go up against some pretty good competition.
It's almost like this schedule was put together with the anticipation of top five talent in the country, which I think is exactly was, obviously. And then with some of the shuffling of staff and players, it has presented a challenge for this group. We haven't really ever shied away from it. There's no poor us or poor me, and we like to play some really good teams. And so both those teams are off to a really good start. Obviously, the coaching staff is well into breaking them down, and they look the part. But, other than the opening weekend, I don't feel like we've been overmatched. We've been beaten a few times, but it hasn't been a deal where I felt like we're overmatched. And so hopefully that continues to be the case, and just keep getting better one day at a time. And how do we do that? We go out and continue to play against good teams, because we know in the second semester we're going to see a plethora of good teams just playing night in and night out in the MIAA. And so just keep it up to that standard. And that's the eye point or the viewpoint that we see night in and night out. And so continue to get us ready for that second semester.
Northwest Nazarene schedule, a little bit different what Northwest has had from the standpoint of Well, Northwest has been on the road throughout a lot of the season up to this point. They've had 8 of their first 9 games right there on their home floor.
Yeah, they're kind of the central deal there in town, and so they get good support up there, and familiar with that coaching staff just from my time out, in Arizona and on the West Coast and running up and down there. So have a really good program, and Coach John has been building that the last 3 or 4 years as they continue to get better and with natural, progression of how that's going. And it looks like they have a really good group again this year.
As far as navigating through a finals week, as you get ready to take that trip out there, what's been the biggest challenges for the team just to find a consistent time to maybe get out and practice this week?
Yeah, just normally, we go in that afternoon slot at 2:30 or 4. And so yesterday we went at 10:15 to 11:15 for an hour, was kind of the window. And then we're going to sneak in this afternoon, actually, right after we get off the radio here going. And then, kind of tomorrow, again, another 45 minutes to an hour where it just works that the whole group is open. And one of those deals where they're a little distracted, but they welcome the time on the floor because they're not having to sit in the library. They're not having to sit for a test. It's a spot where they get to, relax and find some familiarity of hearing the ball bounce and being around, teammates and guys that they really like. So, it'll be a good week. It's just a unique week, in how that goes. I think we'll continue to get the most out of it.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show. Looking forward to this weekend.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Again, that is Matt Keeley, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. We're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Back with more right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And we are back at Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Brandon Masters is joining us, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Track and Field Program. And Brandon, you had an opportunity to get your athletes out on the competition ring essentially this past weekend for the Mel Churchman Classic, and your team really put in some great performances.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, you never know what to expect going into the first meet. We've had a lot of practices, and you like to think you have them prepared at least a little bit to run fresh-ish, not fresh in particular. But, you know, we had some great performances, several PRs, a couple of school records, and a couple of qualifiers for Nationals, which is exciting in December.
No doubt about that. I guess you don't have to have qualifying this early. It kind of takes a little bit of the suspense out of it, although I understand that professional qualifying and things, you never fully know until everything's said and done, but it's really nice to have all that done.
Yeah, you know, the NCAA is going to take top 18 for indoors this year. It's the first time we had a hard number, which is really exciting. Typically, it's been a committee vote on who gets in, and you never know for sure, 16 to 21, 22 even. But this year, it's a hard number of 18, and you know, several of our performances would in the past have qualified pretty easily. Max, in particular, in that 800, that's easy. He's in for sure. The 4x4 ladies are... have a good shot, even though it's a kind of a young group. We didn't run our A squad, but I don't have a fear of them not qualifying. So, but overall, a great meet.
Hey, you talk about Max and Max Ron in that 800 meter run, new Hughes Fieldhouse record, new meet record, as well as a school record. There, he's a fun one to watch, isn't he?
He's an amazing competitor, and it's exciting when he just goes for it. And the plan, Coach Wick had him ready to go, and they had a plan of breaking, you know, get in that 149 range, which would be a great opportunity to make a national meet. Typically does make it 149 anything indoors, and he broke 150, but he also broke 149 around 148 and change, so very fast. It was amazing to watch. I mean, he set up the race perfectly, and at 200 to go, you know, through 600, he's like, he's on, he's rolling, and he just didn't slow down. It was amazing to have him, see him come across 148 indoors in December. Is a fantastic testament to his training. Coach Wick had him right, and you know, he just executed a race plan.
Well, the 300-meter dash as well. Keith Griffin III, a new school record in that event.
Yeah, Keith, pretty exciting. You know, freshman, he's put in so much work this fall, you know, it's pretty funny. We had some issues as far as his energy systems and things, and it seemed like each week he was on the ground a lot, you know. So there was a lot of training. The guy's work ethic is incredible. Talent is there. And he works and trains very hard. And, you know, to see him go in his very first event in Bearcat Green and see him get that 300-meter school record is fantastic, and he's taking it from Gavin and Prince, which is on the team. So that's very exciting. It's really fun to see the future. And Keith is one of those guys that's super talented, amazing, fun guy to coach. Always, yes, sir. He'll run a wall through the wall for me, and I love coaching him. It's fun to see him succeed so early.
So where do you go from here? For the guy who his first meet in the uniform, he sets a school record.
Well, the fun part is we don't do the 300 anytime, but the December meet, yeah. You know, the 300 is kind of the, you know, that strange event, early season event. You know, a lot of kids don't want to run the 400 right now. I don't have them ready to run a fast 400. They're about 370, 380 meters fit right now. We're not ready to run fast. And so we put the 300 in. We had a school record going back for a long time, and so we thought, well, let's put the 300 meters in December as a way to get those guys to have an opportunity to compete in a you know, an event that is not their primary. And a 300 is a really good indicator of it's how I set up a lot of my training program, and having that number is fantastic. It's not as scary as a 400 in December. So pretty fun to see him do that and do that well. And in fact, the ladies both ran super strong as well, and Chloe and Melanie, and you know, their time is very fast as well. I think both those two are in the top four or five all time as well after December.
You had Tiffany Huey running unattached there. I imagine you kind of wish she had another year of eligibility worth her in that aspect of things, but it looks like she hasn't missed a beat.
Yeah, you know, it pretty exciting. You know, Tiffany's coming back after winning two national titles last year in the Open 400, both indoor and outdoor, and also in the women's 4x4 indoors we won. And to have her back, her leadership, she is an outdoor only this year. She has a plan. You know, we're trying to get her to USA's, and not just to get USA's. She ran USA's last year, and to try to make a, you know, world championship this year. You know, it'd be pretty awesome to be able to get her into that, and headed off to you know, China would be the goal, right? Indoor national world championship. And to see her run the six so well, she had a personal best by about a second over last year at this time, and to see her come out and run so well is certainly a testament to her strength and training through the fall. And we're well on our on the path that I wanted her to be on at this time of the season, and it's exciting. It's a little bit different plan. Obviously, you're not training for MIAA championship or the national championship indoors. Being unattached, she does not have that eligibility, so we're going to train her for USA's, and then she'll be wearing Bearcat green here in outdoor.
Yeah, she looks good in that Bearcat green.
Yeah, she does. Certainly does.
And, you know, I think since we last talked last week, the MIAA preseason coaches polls out, and Northwest second in both the men's and women's side behind at Pittsburgh State. Just how do you look at that poll? And Northwest standing with all that.
Well, it's nice. I mean, the coaches certainly vote on that. We've probably earned a right to be in that top five, top four over the last few years and what we've done. It's exciting to know the coaches are see what we've done and have voted us into that position, but it means absolutely zero. You know, it doesn't. They don't know my recruiting. They don't know really what we've done and lost in graduation or transfer or whatever, what we brought in. But it is nice to see them respect our program and put us in that second position. And, you know, it's exciting for the kids. You know, we have a, you know, now we have a number, right? And I think we can do that. You know, top three, top four in MIAA is always our goal. And if we know we can do that, we can probably be top 10 in the country, top 15 in the country, if we're top three, four in the MIAA. So I think that's pretty nice to have that respect. But now we got to go work hard and see if we can earn that again.
I might go back just a bit on the Mel Churchman Classic this past weekend, too, from a numbers standpoint, talking to you before we went on the air, that just incredible numbers of athletes that came in to compete in that event.
Yeah, so this was our biggest Melty Classic ever. December meet is typically not a huge meet. There's a lot of options to go to, but you know, Hughes Fieldhouse is an amazing track. It's a fast track, and it's a great venue. It's large, so there's plenty of room, and we accept everybody. You know, we don't really cut anybody out of those meets, and I think that's why a lot of coaches choose to come to our place as we try to make it athlete friendly and try to make sure everybody can run. And this was our biggest Melty ever, and 650 athletes, 15, 16 teams, I can't remember, something like that. And that's exciting. It's probably our biggest by almost 100 athletes. So, we definitely had a full house at Hughes on Saturday.
Now, the Mel Churchman Classic as well as the Richard Dossel Classic coming up, honoring a couple people that have been very important on the Northwest Missouri State campus. Of course, everyone knows what Mel did as a football coach, but also as athletic director. He's very instrumental in raising funds for the Hughes Fieldhouse and always been a huge backer of track and field. And, of course, Rich also, for a longtime coach at Northwest, did so many positive things for the track and field program on the campus that an opportunity to honor two people that have meant a lot to our Northwest athletics.
Yeah, I love the name Beats. Coach Alsop, I remember him fondly. I was an Emporia State guy, and remember and had a lot of conversations, even I had on a different color. He's more than courteous to give me some time and talk a little bit, and a big supporter of me when I got here, pretty awesome history, and I thought that was relevant to have that name meet. It's our alumni meet as well, which means a lot, so love that meet. It is a huge meet. That one is a single day as well, and it's projected to be, 800 plus athletes, so significantly larger than even this December meet. But, and then we go, Coach T has been huge, our number one supporter for me. He's at my office weekly or on the phone weekly, every 10 days, talking about track, comes to practice often, has supported us not only financially in the program, but obviously you talked about instrumental in Hughes and the track that we are running on. But he knows almost every kid and knows their background and where they're from and personal best. So that's pretty exciting. But the big thing is he's been our shot put official almost every meet that we've had here. So that's been pretty cool too, to have that support and a guy that just loves track and field. Everybody knows him as a football guy. Obviously, he loves football, and that was his thing. But he's a big fan, and he is very smart in track and field. And we have a lot of conversations about our kids and the MIAA and national championships.
Now, before you get to the Richard Alsop meet, you have to navigate your way through Christmas break. I know we've talked to you about this in the past, the challenges of not only you, but all track and field coaches to try to get through the Christmas break after getting ready for a lot of times to meet before you leave, and then several weeks off before you get a chance to get back and have your hand to getting them back in shape.
Yeah, it's a worse time of year for me. I like Christmas and I like a break, but I worry about, are the kids getting the work done to the level that we need to get them done? They're going home. Do they have a venue to run at? Are they running in a hallway? Are they being safe? Are they running outside in the cold? I have a lot of different programming that we give to them on a daily basis. They know exactly what they're supposed to do. And I give them a lot of, wiggle room as far as when they do what practice and when, depending upon weather, depending upon if they have an opportunity to be at a venue. And it's nerve-wracking, right? I mean, we've trained for 14 weeks. We have a meet, and we're all excited, high-fiving. Look at this. We're into the season. Oh, just kidding. We're going to have a 4 to 5 week break here and get them sent off home in terrible weather, maybe. And you hope they come back in relatively good fitness. Because after that, we only have a few weeks, really, 8 weeks or so before we have a MIAA championships indoors. And it is difficult. If you want to be great in track and field indoor, have a great winter break. And so I guess who we are has changed over the past 5 to 6 years. We're no longer that MIAA team. Let's try to get in the top five, guys. We're trying to be top five nationally. So it's changed a lot as our mindset and goals And so what we've seen is so many more athletes coming back to Maryville over winter break. You know, a lot of them are upperclassmen. They have houses off campus that they live at. They're not just in dorms. The underclassmen are in the residence halls. They're coming up and spending time with the upperclassmen, sleeping on their couches or whatever, to try to get into Hughes and have some workouts each week. And so those that are within a couple of hours tend to find their way back to Maryville on a weekly basis now. And that is one of the reasons why our indoors has gotten better and better and better over the last couple of years, is that consistency of training over winter break.
And one of the things, too, that I've kind of found watching track and field athletes, too, is that they're a very disciplined group, to where I think even more their way that they want it, they don't want to have that slip off from getting to where they are before break to coming back to where I think you've got a very disciplined group of athletes that are going to try to do what they can to be maintain that shape.
Well, they have to, right? I mean, we don't have a ball. We don't have plays. We are runners, in most part. It's individual. We can't depend on the guy that did the work. You know, you're on the same court or the same field as the guys that did the work, and you kind of slide along, and you get the benefit of the wins and loss, or benefit of the wins, I guess, with those people that have done the work, right? And typically, you don't have sports that take a big break like we do, unfortunately. And so we have to navigate that, and because it's an individual event, what we see is they're more focused, especially when they get to be, you know, juniors and seniors. The freshmen are a little harder. Some of them have that dedication, but many do not. They learn that through watching the upperclassmen. And so when you have those goals of that we have very, very high goals as a team. And when you have those goals, I think the upperclassmen really work hard to keep those contributors accountable, even if they're freshmen, right? So there's going to be a lot of messages going out and making sure there's a lot of accountability. A lot of upperclassmen really reaching out to those young guys and keeping them on track. It's not all coming from me. You know, if I tell you to do something, like, coach is being mean, making me want to work over break. But if it's the upperclassmen talking to them, they're more likely to step up and get the work done.
Well, a little bit of time off, but track and field fans need to mark the calendar for January 18th with the Rich Awesome Classic.
Absolutely.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot for being with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that is Brandon Masters, track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back out to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coach Show as Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball off for a little bit this week, but then the Bearcat women will be back in action coming up next week, December 19th matchup against Colorado Mesa, and then December 20th taking on Nova Southeastern, both of those games being played down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's being a part of the Nova Southeastern tournament. We are joined now by Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer. Coach, Good to see you. Finals week is here. Everybody kind of out doing their things and focused on the studies. Obviously, we see the GPAs at the year, end of the year for your team. Cumulatively, it's always very high. So for a team that does so well on the court, this is also a pretty big time for them away from it as well.
Yeah, and we always say GPA is a direct reflection of the head coach's IQ.
For sure.
So, yeah, we've been up there. Top,
near the top,
near the top every year,
at least
so.
Top of the MIAA.
Yeah, that's all me.
There are a few we could list right now, like way smarter than that person.
Yeah, they don't bring their homework by me. Let's just put it that way. We'll find out if you need help, who to take you to on campus, and we'll help you. But now they do a great job in the classroom, getting stuff done. You know, we give them that freedom too. You know, some people they have. When kids come in, they stick them in a room for 2 hours, three nights a week for study hall. Well, we number one, when we recruit kids, we know what they are academically, and that's part of it too. But they get the stuff done on their own, and they know that there's a lot of resources on campus and people that are willing to help, and beyond just their professors, if they have trouble in classes or, you know, having any issues, there's people they can go to, tutors and all that stuff. So, but they do a great job of getting it all done on their own.
I don't want to paint with a broad brush here, but just kind of knowing myself and how I was, then just kind of others at the same time, I'd imagine going from men's basketball as an assistant to women's basketball now as a head coach, the women's team is stressing a little bit more about finals than the men's team's like, that'll be fine.
Yeah, and then the women's team, they stress about it, and then they're like, I don't think I did very well, and they got a 98.7%.
And the men just squeak by.
Yeah. So it's the perfectionist that we always talk about with our kids too, is like, you're not going to be perfect, and that's okay. Same thing in the classroom. They even joke. I think Avery was the one they joked about that she'll say she did bad on a test and got a 99 or something. So a really smart group.
So is this a good time to step away and refresh? You're 7-3 overall. Tough week last week to start MIAA play. You know what? We got practice. We're going to be doing things, but let's also just kind of focus on finals, and we'll circle back and kind of get ourselves back in line for basketball-wise later.
If you'd asked me that question a week ago, I probably would have said absolutely, but the fact that we drop our first two conference games, it's kind of left a sour taste in our mouths. But
I didn't know if that was a good reason to let's refresh. Let's
now,
regroup.
You want to go right back and play just because, you know, we went through our struggles, and the stuff we struggle on is all simple stuff. It's stuff that we've done. It was nothing the other team did from a system standpoint. It was just, you know, basic stuff, transition defense, guard the ball, just simple things that we weren't ourselves. And so, but no, overall it is nice. You know, we were able to take a couple of days off, just because you're in that balance now of making sure we're fresh, but making sure we're still ready to play. We have a little bit of time. Just kind of cleaning some things up, and then obviously finals. That's the important thing. Was getting ready for those, preparing for those, and then we'll be ready to go when it's time next week.
Talk about leaving a sour taste in your mouth. You want to get right back after it. Is there a discussion as well of, for the most part, there's some true freshmen out there. Overall, it's a pretty seasoned group. You've been out there. You know what it's all about. Don't press. Just have fun. Just relax and go into it and play basketball.
Yeah, that's a big part of it is just, we talk a little bit as a staff of just like, when the plays break down and we're just in our flow of just playing and making basketball plays, you know, one thing, obviously CK's shooting it. I think she's maybe top in the country in 3-point field goal percentage right now. Lindsay's shooting high percentage. Outside of that, we're really struggling to make shots. And we have some really low percentages throughout. And some of those are good shooters too. So just relax and step up, shoot your shot, be confident, easier said than done at times when it's, hey, you know, be confident, you're a good player. And we talk about that. They got to have that, coaches, we have faith in them. We have confidence in them, but they got to have that self-confidence that, when a shot comes my way, I'm going to step up and hit it. And if I miss it, it's next play mentality. I'm not going to take it with me to the next possession. But we got to eliminate those 2-for-17 stretches that we seem to be having a lot in games, because we go back and watch and we're getting good shots. You know, throughout, it's not anything that our kids are forcing and taking bad shots. And you can pinpoint a couple throughout a game, but overall, we're taking good shots. We just got to be able to step up and knock them down.
You talk about it's a lot of coachable things, like we can clean this up. Is there kind of that feeling too, if you mentioned before, it's easier to be the hunter than the hunted. All of a sudden you rise up the rankings, the expectations are there. Is there a little bit of a mental block at times coming into a game that you feel like you should win, then you start slow?
It could be. We tried to pinpoint it. We were awful against Western at home. I mean, that was one of the worst quarters I've ever been a part of. And then we rallied and played really well for 30 minutes. I didn't think we were. And then we adjusted some stuff through our warm up and our shoot around for Emporia, just because we felt like the last few games we had kind of come out slow. So, but then you got to factor in, if you over address it, do you just put it in their head more that, hey, we're starting slow, that you start slow again. But we did some stuff. We felt like we were better out of the gate in that first quarter, even though we only scored 9 points. Again, it was the first three or four possessions. I mean, we get really good shots and we just don't make them. And then there's a 2 minute stretch at the end of the first quarter where we give up, 6 to 9 points and just simple transition communication stuff. And then all of a sudden, instead of it, again, it being 13 or 14 to nine, it's 21 to nine and you're playing, from behind the whole game.
Northwest basketball off this week, on the road next week, down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Matchups against Colorado Mesa and Nova Southeastern. Coach, Colorado Mesa is receiving votes. Nova Southeastern is currently ranked, and of course, we'll see another WBCA poll coming out. But you kind of jump right back into it, the final non-conference games of the year against some really tough schools. But it's also a fun trip mixed in there too.
Yeah, we're excited. We haven't taken a trip like this in, it's been 4 or 5 years now since we went to Hawaii. So, we were able to, fundraise a good amount. Our kids even fundraised, and allowed us the opportunity to take a trip like this and to play two really good, top 25 type teams, in a really nice facility there. We'll get some beach time, some travel time. We'll have a free day on the back end of it. So, I think it'll be a really good trip. Just, these road trips are always good for the kids to get closer and as the season goes on, but a little bit nicer when you're doing it in Florida.
Well, you're building towards something, and it's kind of cool to get the feel of, hey, we're on the beach, we're doing all this. Once you roll into March, you think about last year, you're down near Oklahoma City, you're quite a ways away from home, you're playing a few different teams, with some MIAA teams mixed in. It's you guys in Pitt State down there for Colorado Mesa, Nova Southeastern. This has a regional feel mid-year, and that's something that can benefit later too.
Yeah, definitely. And these games, we talk about it even at Civic and in the preseason, even though we were close to home, you're not going to have a ton of people there. So we always talk about creating our own energy. We do it in the morning, 6 a.m. when we come out for weights of the rah-rah, the being into it. We want to make sure we have that, and that's what we're trying to pinpoint why we're kind of struggling out of the gates. But I think that's something overall our team has – typically has that come with that energy every day in practice, and you got to be able to have that because you may play in a, like we did last year, MIAA tournament semifinal game against Hayes where there's 3,000 or 4,000 people there. It's an elite atmosphere, and then you go play in Oklahoma and there's 50 people there, so making sure that it doesn't really matter what the crowd's like, any of the external factors, that if you can continue to build the habit of no matter what, when we take the floor, we're going to play hard, we're going to compete defensively, we're going to have that energy, good body language, and all that stuff.
Bearcats off this week, again on the road next Thursday and Friday for a couple games. Coach Meyer, before we let you go, our last coach's show of 2024, so we have to throw a couple difficult ones at you too. Holidays around the corner. What is your favorite Meyer holiday tradition?
Gosh, that's tough. You have my cell number. You could have sent me a text to prepare me.
I like it on the spot. And your yeah. face kind of turns red.
Yeah. Well, one that we have it tonight is a good one. Okay. This is probably our fourth or fifth year is our team Christmas party. So Santa Claus comes.
Will it be Emma?
It will not be Emma unless it's a real surprise. I think it's Chuck Fox. I think Chuck Fox is Santa, so he doesn't even have to shave. He can just show up in the beard. But, team Christmas party is always a good time. We enjoy that because our kids are there and our team's there at our house. So it's just nice to have everybody there together. And then, I think as a father, just the excitement of the kids on Christmas and the elf on a shelf and never know what he's going to do each day, and neither do I.
I'm told it's always chaos, so you never know.
Yeah, exactly. So, being around the team and the kids is the best part about it.
College football playoff. The bracket was released this weekend. Who is your pick to win it?
I haven't seen it.
You can just throw a dart and guess a few teams that are in
there. Well, I'm going to go let's go Oregon. Why not go Oregon? We've got some Midwest William Jewell ties, Dan Lanning, so – Let's go with the Ducks.
Awesome. New Year's Eve, overrated?
Yes, extremely overrated.
All right. And, I mean, I don't disagree with you at all. It is. Last one. What is the number one beach activity you're doing the day after your last game in Florida?
Ooh, that's a good question. We're actually working on it right now. I got Caitlin on it. We said you need to research some stuff. We also reached out to the Nova Southeastern assistant to if they had any insight of what we want to do there. So it'll be a fun day. We want to make sure we pick the right thing, and obviously there's a financial element to it too. So
it's all on Coach Meyer. You're going to pick up the bill.
Yeah,
skydiving
right.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, we did have Rick Carter, Rogers Pharmacy, who is traveling with us. He helped out with our vans for the trip, saved us some money there. Was maybe looking into a yacht. The girls were kind of saying, hey, let's get a yacht. They were just kind of joking, cool. And then he kind of started researching. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But
possibilities are endless.
Possibilities are endless. We'll see what happens.
Coach Meyer, thanks for the time. Good luck this upcoming weekend.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
That is Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach Austin Meyer. Again, the Bearcats playing Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th, down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, against Colorado Mesa and Nova Southeastern. We'll have those games here on KXCV, KRNW. We'll take a break and be back to wrap things up here from Pizza Ranch on 90.5 and 88.9.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We wrap things up from Pizza Ranch with Matt Tritt, and I'm John Coffey. And Matt, a significant announcement took place late last week, as we have a new football coach on the Northwest Missouri State staff.
Yeah, John McMiniman taking over the program. So excited to see Coach McMiniman, a 2002 Northwest graduate, former quarterback for the Bearcats, come in and take the reins of the program. And of course, he'll be introduced in a media conference coming up on Thursday at 4 o'clock. They'll be carrying here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. But, you had the transition in that way that it went, and Coach Wright not having that contract renewed, and that's obviously a difficult part of the profession. But it's good to see another Bearcat coming back in, a chance to come in and get his paw prints all over this program.
And again, that media conference coming up Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Then Friday night, it's Bearcat men's basketball in Idaho, just outside Boise, Idaho, Northwest and Northwest Nazarene. That's a 9 o'clock tip-off. We'll be on the air at 8:30 with our pregame coming up on Friday evening. So that ought to be a good matchup coming up on Friday night, a non-conference game for the Northwest Missouri State men.
Yep, last few non-conference games of the season coming up here. Of course, that's before NCAA tournament time, but this will be good for the men and the women, as the women will be down in Florida the next week. But a few more games, sharpen up, and then once we hit January 2nd, we are off and running with the MIAA.
Yeah, get into that regular Thursday, Saturday routine for the most part throughout the rest of the season there, and it ought to be a wild MIAA race the way it looks like things are shaping up there.
Boy, the parity every year gets to be more and more, and so excited to see what we have on tap this year. Don't want to wish away the holidays, don't want to wish away the upcoming games, but once we hit the middle of January, it's going to be pretty wild in this conference.
No doubt about that. And again, you're listening to the KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're broadcast on Tuesday at noon. And again, be off a bit for the holidays, but be back at the start of the new year with more Coaches Show, as well as a lot of basketball coming up. And my thanks to Matt Tritt, and also our coaches involved with their show here this evening and this afternoon. Brandon Masters, track and field. Also, the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Matt Keeley, and the women's basketball coach, Austin Meyer. For Matt Tritt, and I'm John Coffey, and so long for Pizza Ranch.